Blog Talk Radio.
I come from Sacramento, and y'all niggas don't really want it. I come from Sacramento, nigga. Y'all niggas don't really want it. I come from Sacramento, Mento. Y'all niggas don't really want it, want it, want it. I come from Sacramento, Mento. Y'all niggas don't really want it, want it, want it. I come from Sacramento. Y'all niggas don't really want it. I come from Sacramento, and y'all niggas don't really want it. Finna eat it alive though. Going toe to toe with my torture soul, trying to find a way for me to torture mode. Gonna gather my dollars and try to study your problems inside a rental Bugatti that's got the marble floors. My name is Charlie Musso, come from Sacramento. I'm rocking independent, setting the differential, but heard from Flame-O. Opposite to Crazy Mendo with December cold, rapper that's only not popsicles. Know that I'm probably hotter than saunas in summer temperatures. Waiting on my end, but this is only the beginning. Bro, be careful on how you talk. I'ma come and pick you up and dump the harvest carcass in the flatbed of a rental truck. And to go over earth, what's this representative? A broken man gonna try to propagate it. It's intimate, my sentiments to get it in. If you're not talking money, start potting, you're just a cup in the wind. So tell me what you wanna know. Wanna know why I'm smoking, how I'm turning the talent in a death of coat and still be living hella broke. Because my mama had always told me stay away from these niggas that are federal unless it's about your federals. So now I'm sitting on a pedestal waiting for the spaceship to come around and get me broke. Until then I'll be like a dope posted in a war with my medic flow smoking on these medicals. I'm still smoking, I'm still rocking. Technician, check me out when I pull in my pistol. I'm cocky, still riding, still rocky for Sacramento, what had raised me. And these niggas off in your street still fake as fuck and still can't face me.
I come from Sacramento, y'all niggas don't really want it. I come from Sacramento, y'all niggas don't really want it. I come from Sacramento. Y'all niggas don't really want it. Want it,
want it,
want it,
want it,
want it,
want it,
want it. I come from Sacramento. And y'all niggas don't really want it. I come from Sacramento. And y'all niggas don't really want it. I come from Sacramento. And y'all niggas don't really want it. Want it,
want it,
want it,
want it, want it, want it. I'm face to face with my anger face. I'm still heavy medicating, trying to concentrate. I got a barrel to my brain and not a dollar to my name. And so I gotta take the blame on how my conscience stays. I'm still serious about my million. But if we live in hell, well then if we really trust. But I'ma dip my scale until my pockets swell like it's a million whales on top of party bus. I entered the game with a reality as man. Phantom of the opera shooting choppers as he laughed. Pull a rabbit out the hat and dip the particles in gas. Set it on fire like watching matches on the dry grass. Niggas want that? Come and make contact. Making you back from taking your contract. I'm leaving you so sad from calling them hoe bags. Ho tag all you niggas and leaving your parents. Upset. I'm putting my individual talents to the test. Busting off syllables like I'm trying to throw a tech. Cut wrist, yellow wolf, brother, let's get even test. When the strength gets a drip and I'm leaving you niggas wet. So what's happening? Charlie never been a bitch. Charlie is a nigga you calling up for a hit. Charlie don't pop a molly cause Charlie's body is rich. So you probably be finding Charlie with God burning his zip. But they can't persist if both of us scared. There's a challenge to go against you when the switch is lit. So I ball my fist and hope to split your lip and twist your cerebellum into a pig. Not switching shit until I graze your chin with a fully loaded Beretta and a taser clip. Erase your face and wake the hate that lives inside to save the patience. Call the 916, it's Charlie Musk.
And it's begun.
Yeah, what's going on with it? You're tuned in to Real Talk with Emo, man, like you should be every Monday at 10 p.m. This is what I do, you know, one of my jobs, one of the hats. You know what I mean? We keeping it popping 7 days a week, making sure we doing something from graphic designs to the video production to the radio show. Now we're trying to, you know, do some little TV shows and reality-type shows, you know what I mean? With that being said, like, shout-out to everybody that came out to the Sugar Shack last night. Man, it's a trip. This like our third one. You know what I mean? We do it every Sunday, kind of like the VIP thing. Get the artists together, kind of network, talk about what's been going on, what needs to go on to get us to that point. And we, you know, we created a little hangout called the Sugar Shack at my homegirl spot. Her name is Brown Sugar. Shout out to Brown Sugar for letting us come to your house every Sunday. Eat good, chill out and drink, smoke up your house. You know what I mean? Shout out to your crazy neighbor that was tripping yesterday, all this shit. She need to calm down. We just trying to have fun, you know what I mean? But it was a beautiful thing, man. It was just real hip-hop, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that came through yesterday. B. Smooth, J.I. Lee, Peter Parker, Jack, man. He came through with the turntables. DJ Jack, it's J-E-K, not J-E-T. I thought it was Jet all this time, but man, bro, he came through with the turntables and really turned the environment into the hip-hop, like, old-school feel, scratching, mixing, he was playing everything, man. It was unbelievable, man, and it's a trip because, you know, this is something that everything that I do is kind of things that I do that I feel I'm led to do. And something just came out of nowhere, just me and Brown kind of hooked up with this whole little long story, and it ended up turning into, you know, we're gonna try to create something that's kind of like the basement. The artists come through, have a meal, chill out, play dominoes, everybody kick it, and you interview everybody, see what they got going on real quick, you know. That's just kind of break it down. The reason why I'm telling you that is because, you know, if you don't know, Ustreams and YouTubes and stuff like that now have kind of like pay-per-view things that you can set up. So we're trying to create some a nice something that you would want to come pay to watch. You know what I mean? We don't know how much it's going to be, and whatever depends. We got the DJ coming now. We'll be able to set stuff up in the backyard and perform, and, you know, whatever. It'd probably be about 20, 30 people at the most each time. You know, it's at my homegirl house, so we were just talking about last night how we probably going to have to move this to a spot soon. You know what I mean? But, you know, man, I just wanted to say shout out to everybody that came out to the Sugar Shack. Shout out to everybody that want to come out to the Sugar Shack. It ain't just something we just doing just to invite everybody out like that, because it's at the homegirl house. You know, we're trying to really invite people that's really doing something right now that can help the city. So we kind of come together at this one little place and talk about what we can do, throw shows, whatever, start record labels and distribution and whatever other kind of resources than just videos and CD covers. You know, I didn't provide that, or everybody, we provide that for people for a minute now. Now it's time to provide publicist services, you know, management services, getting people on these radio shows and in these interviews, getting magazines and all that. You know what I mean? So with that being said, you know, we're just going to have fun tonight, man. I just wanted to send a shout-out to everybody. Shout-out to my homegirl, Brown. I'm going to talk about some more shit that just went on over the weekend because it was off the hook. But, you know, to keep it moving, I got a couple interviews coming tonight. And my format, I do it kind of different. I don't really blab about it, talk about it too much. This is my fourth season. People know I've been doing this show. They know what Emo's capable of. But I do 100 things, so I can't really promote this, all that. I'm only one dude, so I can only do so much. So the show is just an hour and a half every Monday, 10 p.m. You come through, I'm going to have probably like 2 interviews each show. If it was maybe longer, I might do more or whatever, try to squeeze people in. I might squeeze 3 maybe, but I'm trying to limit it to like 2 interviews each show. I'm always bring somebody here that's worth being here. You might not know them, but when you hear from this time on the show, you're going to be like, oh, okay, I know dude now, and I heard him on Emo Show. That's kind of like what I like to do. I like to help break people that you don't know, you know what I mean, because we all need exposure. Most of these people, you know, is my friends most of the time, so, you know, we're going to get to that in a minute. But with that being said, man, I just wanted to welcome y'all to Real Talk with Emo. I'm going to give you that every time. Every now and then I'm going to talk a little bit, you know, tell you about life and what's going on. But now we're family here, y'all. So with that being said, I'm going to slap this song, Family First, with my homies 530 Factors real quick. And then we're going to get to an interview for y'all, man, because I got some special guests coming through tonight, like I told y'all. I mean, this is the fourth season. I've been doing that. It's not hard. This is what we do. Family First.
Yeah, man. You already know, man. It's the Family First mixtape. Mac motherfucking Mike fucking with my boy Robbie, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. What's up with it, Emo? Shit, we rocking Factors and Pay Style one more time. Hit him with it, bro. Ha ha.
I be rocking with my family first. So I'm a factor from the turf. That's what the faculty's worth. Slapping a verse to action. Verse up on the track with the bird. Chaos and a curse is how I'm living. Put my family first. Yo. I be rocking with my family first. So I'm a factor from the turf. That's what the faculty's worth. Slapping a verse to action. Verse up on the track with the bird. Chaos and a curse is how I'm living. Put my family first. Yo.
My time when I'm making a leap and I hate behind in a California state of mind. It's fate to find some way to grind. We get in the take to the fullest, so don't make a mistake when you pull it. I'm taking a bullet in front of my family, never no faking no bullshit. Making a map in the studio, rocking with Mike, recording with Emo. Fuck fucking with Factors, family, I'll be metal. Shorty's my primo. When I'm breaking it down, I'll be making that sound. I'll be shaking your town from the base. Get getting
waiting around and we making a pound when you making that frown on your face. Stack the family, we in this picture, no squares in a circle. Granddaddy up in my swisher, orange hair in a purple. I'm smoking potent, sipping my syrup, counting these thousands of connoisseur entrepreneur. We taking out in these mountains. Sometimes I'm getting loose today, grape juice to Goose's Gray. I'm smoking that platinum bubble, getting stoned, look at Medusa's face. Ain't no excuse to make this fact of music move away, collecting currency of current, currently producing cake.
I be rocking with my family first, so I'm a factor from the turf, that's what the faculty's worth. Slapping a verse to action, verse up on the track with the verb. Chaos and a curse, that's how I'm living with my family first. Yo, I be rocking with my family first, so I'm a factor from the turf, that's what the faculty's worth. Slapping a verse to action, verse up on the track with the verb. Chaos and a curse, that's how I'm living with my family first.
It's only family first when it comes to getting more chips. Chips, stay on the grind, get the cash, and then I dip, dip. Focus and never slip. You can, I'll take a trip. I'll be stacking my money, fuck spinning on fancy whips. Cause in the end, we gon' need everything we came to get. But riding with my team is the only way I do this shit. Can't fuck with you if you ain't rocking with my bloodline. Trying to get this cheese for my homies doing bedtime. Stay on the grind before they kill us off for lots of stuff. They're doing this, but I ain't never been on no cocky stuff. Said I had enough for trying to reach out with no return. If you ain't down with my family, then I'm not concerned. I had to learn that there ain't no love when it comes to art. But I've been keeping it the same since the very start. It's in my heart to try to help whoever's helping me. Nothing for free unless you support my family.
I be rocking with my family first, so I'm a factor from the turf. That's what the faculty's worth. Slapping a verse to action, verse up on the track with the verb. Chaos and a curse, that's how I'm living with my family first. Yo, I be rocking with my family first, so I'm a factor from the turf. That's what the faculty's worth. Slapping a verse to action, verse up on the track with the verb. Chaos and a curse, that's how I'm living with my family first. Yo, I be rocking with my family first. There's no exceptions, I ain't stressed and never ran with these smirks. Plan to get worse, they really feeling suckers, damage averse. I put my squad above the rest of every man on this earth. And yo, double the cash and bubble and stack it with my real folks. Hover a craft and rolling in fashion, get the steel toes. Wet it in sponges, dip it in function, game I steal so. Showing up love with the diesel with the people on the real note. I tell the river that it's family first. And I got the vicious type of game, check out my hand in her purse. Sample the purse, jump in the split and push the grass in the turf. Damn, I got work and so I'm pushing through the mail in a pack. Sailing it back like Polynesians, ran the am like a track. Scrambling back just to count the Betty stacking up racks. Slapping the tracks with all the factors known for moving and packing, yo.
Slapping the tracks with all the factors known for moving and packing.
I be rocking with my family first, so I'm a factor from the turf. That's what the faculty's worth. Slapping a verse to action, verse up on the track with the verb. Chaos and a curse, that's how I'm living with my family first, yo. I be rocking with my family first, so I'm a factor from the turf. That's what the faculty's worth. Slapping a verse to action, verse up on the track with the verb. Chaos and a curse, that's how I'm living with my family first, yo.
Anything you put your mind to. Don't let nobody tell you no different. Don't let nothing stand in your way. You believe you can achieve. Anything is possible. Yeah. Only God truly knows why I had to go to get to where I'm at now. Y'all done fell on my back, but I refuse to back down. From the flat to the back down, I've been on a mission. Get people to open up their ears and listen to my composition. Trust and believe that it ain't been easy trying to come up like George and Weezy. Cause people been constantly trying to bring me down. I had to take them off. I wish that they could see me now. Instead of taking off, if I let them stop me, tell me where would I be? I couldn't let them break me. I had to break free of all the negativity surrounding me. Cause they was trying to suck everything I had out of me. And now I see the grass is really greener on the other side. Never let nobody kill your dreams. Make them come alive and do what thrive. Or whoever thought you couldn't do anything that you put your mind to, you gotta keep pushing.
Motivation. That stem had to slow down, got it.
Yeah. What's up, Wiz? You tune in to Real Talk with Emo like you should be every Monday at 10 p.m., man. This is where I'm at. Come hang out with me for about an hour and a half. Get some game. You know, I'm going to have some people come through here, tell you how they doing it. You know what I mean? How I might have some local artists that you never heard of that ain't really made it to that point, and I might have an artist on there that has made it to that point so you can get it from this level to that level. And, you know, I'm not just doing just artists and rappers and, you know, music. I'm interviewing, you know, like later we got a radio host, a journalist that, you know, kind of tell you different things about magazine stuff and how radio hosts look at things and how they want things prepared and magazines and, you know, lawyers and whoever we can get on here that can tell you a little bit of game. That's who we're going to be having on here. We'll talk with Emo. That's basically what it is. We give it to you real, man, uncut, none of that old mainstream, do it this way, do it that way. You know what I mean? So with that being said, I'm going to get to my first guest right now. You know what I mean? He's been around the city ever since. You know, I've been in Sacramento. I've been seeing this brother around doing his thing at the shows and all the events in the city. And, you know, I've seen him put out CDs. And that's one thing that I respect. You know, I never really run into people, whatever. When I see they CDs and stuff out there floating in the street, they promotional material and stuff like that, I'm kind of like, all right, that's letting me know who they are right there. So even if I never met them, their promotional work and what they've been doing has put me on to them. So I respect them, you know, whoever they are. I don't care really what kind of rap or rock or reggae or R&B, whatever they're doing when it comes to music, because that's what I've been doing forever. You know what I mean? I mess with other people in different kind of businesses and situations too, but music is my life. So everything that goes on around me is going to be music affiliate. You know what I mean? So with that being said, what's up, brother? You on the line with me today?
Yeah, what's up, dude?
That's what I'm talking about, man. With that being said, man, I just want you to introduce yourself to everybody, tell them who you is, man, and you know how you get down, what you do.
All right, for sure, man. First of all, thank you very much for having me on. And for everybody out there, my name is Caveman, otherwise known as Caveman Wally, because my real name is Wally, so some people just, you know, whatever, to lessen the confusion and, you know, narrow it down, I guess. I'm Caveman Wally, you know what I mean? I've been out here from West Sacramento, you know what I mean, doing my thing, just pushing out in Sacramento, you know. Right now I'm smoking the backwoods.
When did you first start, man, doing music? Like, I sometimes this little, you get caught up, and I might interrupt you if I do, my bad. But what I wanted to ask you is, like, how long have you been, you know, doing your thing out here?
Oh, well, you know, it's funny. Like, as a kid, you know, we all thought we were funny and stuff, making jokes and writing raps about each other. We were dissing each other. It was just some funny stuff, you know. We thought it was real funny. We used to just, like, mess around with other people's beats, like pushing record and looping them, and you know what I mean? And I just woke up every day in a house that was bumping music, and I just always loved music. So finally, around in, I don't know, let's see, man, around 99-2000, I was actually in a crazy car wreck and got my head messed up and shit, and, like, ended up with a metal plate in my head and a nice settlement check. So I took that settlement check, bought me some music equipment, and basically, you know what I mean, just started DIYing it, because basically it was either, like, I just grew up in an environment where you just do everything yourself. So I kind of took that approach.
That's what I like, bro, because, I mean, that's to me, that's a story. That's an inspiring story right there. What people listening to right now, when, you know, other artists or whatever, something come to their hands, they should do something with it. and you know, had a tragedy or whatever, but you took that and turned that to, like, you know, I ain't going to just go out here and blow it or whatever. I'm going to put something towards something to where I can have something, which ended up being your music. So, you know, I admire that story, bro. That's why when I interview people and I get people on here, like I said, I've been seeing you do your things or whatever. So it's kind of like me being able to get to know you a little bit too. You know what I mean? So that's good story to know.
Yeah, you know, and then, you know, that's basically how I seen it, was you got to invest in yourself. You know what I mean? The side of that is though, you know, it takes a little longer, you know, you got to, you know what it is when you do everything yourself, because if anybody out there knows Emo, they know that that dude is the king of self-promotion and sack. Bro, I go everywhere. I want to tell you, I don't even know what you put out though, but I bought it, and I've been trying to find it for months now. But I bought a CD of yours at Marsupial Records next to the Crest Theater. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Man, that was a while ago.
You know what I'm saying?
That's dope, man.
Yeah. I can't, man.
See, that's what I'm talking about. And I know I done had your CDs, too, around my house and riding around and playing them, too. So, I mean, how many CDs have you had out, like, so far, bro?
You know, not a whole lot. I did a small one, just a little EP track when, like, in 2004. And then right after that, I dropped the Invention album in 2005. And that was, like, I pushed that around town and had a little video and, you know, whatever. And then after that, I did a duo album of me and a homeboy, Lil Hyphy out of Berkeley, did a group album. It's, like, on some Hyphy shit. And then I was featured on, like, a national compilation, Humboldt Storms. I was living in Humboldt for a while, and so there's a lot of good people up there. I got the opportunity to be featured next to a bunch of cool cats on Humboldt Storms. Shout out to Oli. And then Female Fun Records, I'm on one of their compilations that they did in Europe. And then, And then most recently, I put out the Electric Smokehouse Volume 1. Oh, and NC Dubsy had me on a track, and they recently put out a video for that, so I was thankful for that. But most recently, though, is Electric Smokehouse Volume 1, and you can get that on my website, planetcaveman.com. But, yeah, or anywhere around town that I happen to drop off there.
So what are you working on now? Like, is there anything outside of music that, you know, a lot of people like trying to do something else for their future or whatever, whatnot. Outside of music, what else do you do to set your future up? Do you go to work? Do you do what kind of hustle you got going outside of music?
Yeah, definitely got the job. I'm a Teamster, so, you know, got the union benefits and all that. I'm all about getting the right benefits.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you know what I mean, like, you know, I'm just out here doing my thing, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. See, that's what I wanted to hear is that, you know, we ain't just out here making our living off of this music like that. At the same time, you got to go get a job. You got to do what you got to do to survive, you know, and that's what real talk is. And a lot of people, try to hide that fact that they, like, they're making all their music off of this street money or whatever and all this and that when the streets are drying up. So we got to be doing something else right now. And it ain't too many jobs out there. So just to hear that somebody keeping a job and still doing music and trying to do whatever is a lovely thing. So, I mean, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know what I mean? You got to have priorities in your life. And for me, you know what I mean? Like, family first, you know what I'm saying? So you got to bring home those medical benefits, food for the mouths and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it is what it is, and then take the extra money you got and the money that I got, you know what I'm saying? I just reinvest in myself and do what I do.
So what you got coming, like, next? Like, you know, the next project you might be working on?
I definitely got Volume 2 of Electric Smokehouse coming out soon. I got that done. I just need to, you know what I mean, tie up all the loose ends. And then I got a collabo album, me and a producer out of Humboldt, DJ CJ. We got a duo album called Scooter Samson coming out where me and him basically make all the beats together and I rap on them. And then I got a couple of my own little projects, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to do it myself. And then I'm working with another cat around town from Sacramento named Remy's Voodoo. He does some really crazy type, almost pop he was an electronic DJ for a long time, so it's got a lot of that influence in it. But it ain't going to be, like, happy pop type stuff, but it's got that real electronic vibe, you know what I'm saying? With hip-hop,
yeah,
because he likes hip-hop. So.
Right, right. And I know if that can be done right if you do it right. That's what the new shit is right now. So a lot of people is experimenting with the new music, man, because you got to survive. You can't just stick to the old shit sometimes. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you hit it on the head, man. I ain't never been afraid to see what's new and what's popping. I'm always interested in what's cracking, and I take what I like from it, you know what I mean? Like, and I think that's a lot of artists maybe need to consider that sometimes because people get kind of saturated with something that's so the same after a while that maybe...
Yeah, see, they really are copying and doing and experience and influenced by other people, but they hiding it because, you know, instead of being influenced by people and creating your own... you know, thing and putting your own twist to it, most of these people are identically copying everybody else. That's why the music
right.
game is so boring right now. So when I hear a person like, you know, Caveman Wally and all that, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, that's something different. I'm paying attention. Like, okay, what this dude got going on? That ain't an average name that you're going to hear everybody calling themselves. You know what I mean? So, you know, what is that name? Where did you get that name from?
Homies of mine just actually started calling me it. And one day I was like, fuck it, I'm going to enter a rap battle. And, you know, then I just wrote my name down. And that's what I wrote. I wrote Caveman, and then it was a rap from then. Like, that's just what people were already calling me, so I just ran with it. So, yeah.
That's what's up, man. That's how it goes sometimes. Just some natural shit. Don't even force it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, well, whatever. Why, you know what I mean? Try to make up something way out there when, you know what I mean? Like, that's what
exactly.
the homies call
it's
you.
It's just natural. So what yeah. this song I go for mine, I'm finna slap this real quick. Where tell me about that, where it come from, who produced it, and all the shit.
I produced it. I was just messing around one night, and I liked that, and I was trying to do what I was talking about earlier with incorporate kind of just a real different sound, a different, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, a different mood, kind of tempo change kind of thing going on in there. It's like goes to halftime, you know? Like, I don't know, man, I've been going to a lot of different things in the city, a lot of real eclectic type shows, and I'd be influenced by a lot of stuff, and I'd be seeing people just getting down and losing their mind to certain types of sounds, and I'm like, wow, okay, maybe we should incorporate something like that, you know what I mean, and then take it,
yeah.
you know what I mean, like, keep people interested, keep people,
that's
you know what
right.
I mean? But yeah,
hey,
that's
man, I can't knock
it's,
that.
It.
That's your formula,
yeah,
bro, and it, you know, that's what you do to make music that keep you going, hey. That's what I do. If I hear something that's influencing to me, I'm gonna go home and try to do something that's similar to that in my style. So, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and play this real quick, man, and we'll get back to you real quick. Just hold the line, man. All right.
All right, for sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's my homeboy, Caveman Wally. I go for mine.
I go. For mine, bitch, I'm on my grind. I said I'm on my shit. Hey, y'all can tell me nothing. Get it, been on my grind way longer than a minute. If we're talking about the spinach, then you bet I'm gonna get it. If we're talking about a game, guaranteed I'm gonna win it. If we're talking about some shit, then I'm probably up in it. I'm a crazy motherfucker, I ain't worried about the drama. Got a cannon for a hater, and it's spitting like a llama. It's a motherfucking problem. I beat the savage beast, high noon, show down, I serve a hater defeat. What the fuck you thinking, K-Brand, don't back down. I put you in a time machine, you hit way back now. You can take the ground off some long lost time. I go for mine, cause bitch, I'm on my grind. I go for mine, bitch, I'm on my grind. I said I'm on my shit. Y'all can tell me nothing. I said I go for mine. Bitch, I'm on my grind. I said I'm on my shit. And y'all can tell me nothing. Get it. Can't tell me shit. I can't listen to your battle lips. All you do is run your mouth like I should be chasing it. What the fuck you fucking done? What the fuck you fucking made? Check yourself before you try to give that advice to me. I ain't trying to hear it all. Hear your tongue, you fucking fall. Keep it moving full speed. They suck up in a baby cry. Slap them in their second jaw. Pop my collar big and tall. Ask me how I feel about a hater. Fuck them off. Hit them with some rapid fire shit that they can never see. Why I be so fucking crazy? I don't know. It must be me. Eventually, this speech can turn to things that I find all too easy. Try and test me and you'll immediately see. I go for mine. Bitch, I'm on my grind. I said I'm on my shit. Hey, y'all can tell me nothing. I said I go for mine. Bitch, I'm on my grind. I said I'm on my shit. Hey, y'all can tell me nothing. Get it. Solo dolo, it's me, myself, and I. And don't let me hit the celly. I got rallies that ride on the felony grind. Got you running in high paranoia. bitch, I'm on my grind. I said I'm on my shit. And y'all can tell me nothing. I said I go for mine. Bitch, I'm on my grind. I said I'm on my shit. And y'all can tell me nothing. Get it, get it.
Shit was hella dope. I go for my bitch. I owe my shit. That was dope, bro. See, that's what I be saying. Like, you know, when motherfuckers just come with that different shit, I didn't expect that, bro. I didn't know what was going to happen. I don't like to listen to the song until I'm playing it on the show so I can feel like the people. You feel me? So I'm sitting over here dancing, vibing, like, what the fuck, man? Oh, my shit.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, man, thank you very much. Wow, thank you very
much.
That
was dope, bro. Hell yeah. I appreciate you for coming through today, man, and bringing that song. I'm going to keep that shit in rotation, man. All I need you to do is just tell people if they want to, you know, contact you and look on your Facebook, your YouTube, your Twitters. Just get your websites or whatever it is, man, before you get out of here, bro, because they need to know where they can find you after that.
Oh, yeah, okay, for sure, yeah, okay. Well, I got a website, planetcaveman.com, and then after that is facebook.com/planetcaveman, youtube.com/planetcaveman, datpiff.com/planetcaveman, Instagram, planetcaveman. Twitter @PlanetCaveman and @CavemanWalt. So yeah, I think I got them all. Oh yeah, and MySpace.
Yeah, wow, I signed on to MySpace the
other day. There was one dude on there. I said I signed on to MySpace the other day. I got like 8,000 friends. There was one person on there. So shout out.
Yeah, MySpace is dead. But you know, as long as you got your website and all that, this will be archived. People go back and listen to it, whatever. So believe me, man. Yeah, hopefully, you know, people gonna hear this music the way I did, bro. That song was knocking. I'm gonna keep it in rotation over the next little shows or whatever. So just tune in, man. Tell people to check us out and see what we got going. I appreciate you for stopping by, bro. And man, anything else you want to say, go ahead.
Yep. Thank you very much. Thank you so much, man. Emo is the man. Everybody out there, keep tuning in to Emo. Check out everything he does. This guy shows more love in the city than anybody I've ever seen. So, yeah. I told somebody the other day, if showing love was getting money, that you would be the most balling dude in the city.
Hey, I like that right there, because I be telling myself the same shit. Like, you know, I'm in between all of this shit, so I keep myself on a lower level and a higher level and try to keep myself grounded. So when I do make it like that, I can still be connected to the ground. I don't never want to lose that connection. That's what people do. So you know, that's what I appreciate that, bro. Real talk. You keep doing your thing. When my shit get right or whatever, I damn sure know who to come through and see if I can help you with your situation. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Oh, wow. All right, bro.
All right, man. Well,
thank
I appreciate you,
much, you
for
man.
Calling, man. Have a good one, man. Yeah. That was my homeboy Caveman right there, y'all. This is how we do it. I mean, we got to hear him. And when you hear a brother talk, you know, they be humble and, you know, kind of kind and cool and shit. And then you hear the song and shit, and the beats come out. His voice got deeper than everything. That's how I see when they perform and shit. You know, it'd be like a different person. They step off the stage and they be humble, because I walk up to them like, man, I like how you got down. Ooh. Over the years, you get a relationship because you respect other people's talent. I'm not just a person that like this kind of music or that music or anything. That's why I can fuck with everybody. When you be segregated and talk about I only like trap music or I only like this and that, you keep your mind segregated and you keep yourself limited from being as big as you can be and making that hit song that you probably can make because you took that leap. So, I mean, you know, just get creative, man. That's what it is. Real talk with Emo, man. We're going to keep it popping, and I'm going to get to my next interview in about 5 minutes or so. You know what it is. Stay tuned.
Anyone who opposes me will be destroyed.
Yeah! We need to turn it up!
Turn it up.
Volume 6, Grunt, the producer! Let's go!
So move side, loud burning, I'm super high. With a cup full of that night night and a light bright, I'm doing fine. Just took a look at my watch, so tell your girl it's choosing time. I see her staring at a nigga every time I'm cruising by. She ran into me at the store and slid me the number. Said you ain't running shit, and she can do what she wanna. And after I'm done bending corners and handling my business, to call her up so she can bring some friends through to kick it. You damn right I did it, they gon' be here any minute. She showed up, three bad bitches, and I could tell they with it. But first let me see some ID before anyone gets tempted. I'm ready to do some grown shit, it's finna get explicit. X-rated, nasty, hella tree smoking ass shit. We gon' turn the cameras on, girl gon' make you clap for me. Round of applause, then let me check your jaws out. If you got some money for me, I might knock them walls out.
Blunt's rolled, big on swole, ready to knock them draws out. She a real bitch, she open wide, she show me what that jaw about. Okay shit, regular head, nothing to go and talk about. Hope I one or two, she'll hit that blade, put on her heels and walk it out. I'm 80 west, they know the truth, fuckin' with me, gotta give me loot. She hella bad and hella cute, but with no guap, she got a suit. She turned around and dropped it down, put a stack up out her Louis boot. Look back, put it in my hand, and show me what that booty do. Her partner like a dinner plate, red thighs, hella cakes on that round. Watch it shake, ain't nothing on her face. Won't make it rain, but I'll make it quake. When I get there, she gon' make steak. Waking up to orange juice, sweet rolling, it's all great. Call the front desk, tell them we ain't checking out.
Checking
got
down.
The bitches finna get dirty like the sound. On that low hand, throwing mollies in their mouth.
Please.
They done broke the Gucci belt, trying to whip it out. Call the front desk, tell them we ain't checking out.
Checking
got
down.
The bitches finna get dirty like the sound. Call the front desk, tell them we ain't checking out.
Checking
got
down.
The bitches finna get dirty like the sound. Call the front desk, tell them we ain't checking out.
Checking
got
down.
The bitches finna get dirty like the sound. Call the front desk, tell them we ain't checking out.
Check it
got
out.
The bitches finna get dirty like the sound.
Dirty.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's happening with it? You tune in to Real Talk with Emo like you should be. Every Monday, man, 10 p.m. I mean, you know, tell everybody, like, man, Emo got this little show that be going on. You know what I mean? He be interviewing people on Woop Wappy Woops. You know what I mean? Hang out with me. That's all I'm asking. See, when I come to that place and I'll be remembering everybody, yeah, you called the show. Yeah, you be supporting. Yeah, you know what I mean? That's kind of like when, that's how you remember people, when they support. And then people be wondering why you don't really do this or do this and do that. It's like, man, I got to do everything on my own. So if you help me out, I'll remember you for that. So, you know, shout out to everybody, man. The lines is lit up each day. You know, this is like my fourth episode for season four since I've been back, and each episode is getting bigger and bigger. More people are tuning in. We got more interviews and stuff coming each week, so it's going to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So, you know, just turn on your phone, man, and put the speaker on, lay it down to the side of you. You ain't got to hold the phone and keep it to your ear or whatever. You can put it on speakerphone and just lay it to the side of you and listen to the game while you work or whatever, you know, that we finna get you. With that being said, I got my homie on the line that I'm finna get into it with real quick. You know, he always usually doing the interviews to everybody. And I just figured I couldn't wait. I said, when I bring my show back, you know what, one of the first people I'm going to interview, I'm going to hit him up and let him know, bro, I have to interview you because it's your turn to tell everybody is. So, I mean, what's up with it, brother? You here with me today?
Man, UGS for life. What's up, Emo, man? I want to thank you for having me on Real Talk, brother. I really appreciate that, man.
Yeah, brother, I had to have you, man, so we can get some of that real talk out of here. First of all, tell everybody who you is, man, and what you represent, where you come from. You know, give them a little history on you right quick.
Yeah. I'm President Beta, you know what I'm saying, originally from Chicago. You know what I'm saying, now I live in Southern Illinois. And basically, you know what I'm saying, my claim to fame, so to speak, is, you know what I'm saying, I've been a music journalist in the rap game since like 96, 97. And I just fell into it. I never wanted to be a music journalist. I never went to college and got a degree. I basically went to a liquor store, found a Murder Dog magazine, and was like, what the fuck is this? It looked like one of those old, you know, Lifetime or Post magazines from the 50s, you know, real big, like a newspaper. I never saw anything like that before, you know what I'm saying? So I took it home, and I was just fascinated because I was already a fan of the underground. And I started calling up Black Dog and Mary over at Murder Dog and, you know, bugging the shit out of them. You know, next thing you know, they started sending me CDs, wanting me to do reviews. And, you know, then I was selling Murder Dog. I was taking Murder Dog all around, selling it. Giving it away, you know, whatever. I mean, they was delivering their shit to me by the truckload. Semi-trucks would pull up in front of my house, drop off like 40 or 50 boxes of, you know, with 50 magazines in each box. And I was just trying to flood, you know what I'm saying, Southern Illinois, hitting the colleges, going to Evansville, Indiana, going to the bus stops, you know what I'm saying, smoking with motherfuckers, going from Chicago to New Orleans or, you know, wherever the fuck they was going to. They was getting a magazine, and I was getting to smoke on some of that herb from whatever they had it from, you know what I'm saying? And this is back in the day, though, before they had all these different strains and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
You basically had just a few to choose from, so, but, that's pretty much it, man. And you know, now, you know, I've been doing the Murder Master Music Show. We did it from 04 to 07, and then we quit, you know what I'm saying? And we brought it back in 2012. And since 2012, I've done 85 episodes, 86 episodes. And, you know what I'm saying, my brother, you know what I'm saying, Six, Mac J, they got a radio show. Show on the network called KFYB, which is a comedy show, and then I got another show called The Church of Reality, which is just in your face, you know what I'm saying, real shit. Like, we did a show last night on the Native American genocide, which was the biggest genocide known to man, and it happened right here in American soil, you know, between 1 and 300 million. There's no way to get the numbers out for sure, but between 1 and 300 million Native Americans were slaughtered. And we had Native Americans on the show, lived on reservations, speaking about it. And that's the type of stuff we do, man. We just we focus on the music, but we're going to give you a little bit of comedy, and then we're going to slap you across the face with some reality as well. And, you know, that's the best way to do it.
So I always get people like asking me, you know, how do you get in magazines? They see me doing graphic designs for magazines, whatever. And they're like, man, how do you get into that magazine, Emo? How do you get on the radio show? How you tell people, like, how do you get into that field or you get promoted in that area?
Well, basically, you know, I mean, one way to do it, I mean, you just got to put your nose to the grind. You got to go out there. You got to network with people. You can't be one of these lazy-ass motherfuckers that just expect shit to fall into your lap. You know what I'm saying? You got to be a go-getter. You got to go out and get it. Reach out to people. Like, if people reach out to me and they're humble with their approach and they got some music that's slapping, I'll do what I can for them. You know what I'm saying? But if they reach out to me, like, I always get this, Emo. I always get, man, you ain't never heard no shit like this. Wait till you hear my shit. Right away, that's a turn off. Right away, that's like, you know what? In the garbage with your fucking CD or your delete button. You know, I don't even want to hear your music if you're going to come at me with that type of approach. But that's one way to do it. You know, just be humble and put your nose to the grind. Unfortunately, another way to do it, with a lot of these bigger magazines, payola. We all know that exists. I mean, that you can go back to Sun Records and Elvis Presley. I mean, that shit, you know what I'm saying? Payola's been in the game for years. You know what I'm saying? But on another level, guys like us doing what we can for the underground, we gotta support our families too. We gotta eat too. We can't be giving out free rides to everybody ourselves. You know what I mean? If you come on the show, I show you some love, man, do what you can to promote us. You know what I'm saying? Like what you're doing right now. Me and you, man, we network back and forth. You know what I'm saying? We're part of UGS, you know, Underground Society. That's what it's about. It's camaraderie, and it's about helping the next man do what he can and him helping you do what you can. You know what I'm saying? But if you're one of these dudes that you're not in a position where you could promote as much, man, throw a few bucks my way. You know what I'm saying? So I can feed my kid. You know what I'm saying? It's not that hard to slap a motherfucker with 30, 40 bucks just out of love. You know what I'm saying? Just you know, pay me. Fuck it. Pay me, goddammit. Give me some fucking money. Y'all motherfuckers go to the site. There's a donation page. Hit that
motherfucking
button. You want to
make money,
button.
So you take money to make money. Shit, man, you want to make some money, you got to pay some money. It's just how the world works. That's with that being said, man, Tell me about the UGSforLife.com. You know, I know about it, but tell the people about what UGS is and what it stands for, because they always asking me, you know, to me it's my elite movement. I don't brag about it. I don't talk about it. I just move with it. And when I bring it out, I make you want to know what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, tell them, break that down for us, brother.
Well, basically, UGS, I founded it in around December 2010, and I founded it because from years of being a journalist, I interview rappers from different cities. Let's say I interview Rich the Factor in Kansas City. And first thing he'll be telling me when I ask him, what's the rap scene like in Kansas City? Man, there's no unity. Then I interview cats in Sacramento. Man, there's no unity. And it's like that all across the board. So I always wanted to form some type of group or movement. It's not a group, a movement where motherfuckers could come together. You can network with each other. You can promote each other. You can get graphic arts from Six or yourself, video editing from yourself. You can feature on each other's projects. You know what I'm saying? You can get a feature from, you know, Laid Back in Canada, and then he can get a feature from BG in Germany, and then everybody can just come together. Skinny Man can throw down a beat for you. Everybody can just come together, you know what I'm saying, and promote each other. Because if we have one umbrella and there's 50 real motherfuckers under that umbrella grinding together to help each other, you know what I'm saying, it's going to help us all out. But you got to put in the work. And that was the whole motivation behind it, was just to bring people together. And, you know, we dropped a compilation in 2011 called Fuck the Illuminati, self-explanatory. But it had 15 different countries on it. And to me, it should have been in the Guinness Book of World Records. It has 69 tracks, 120 plus artists, you know, including yourself, of course.
Hella countries.
Hella countries on there, from Macedonia to Zimbabwe, I mean, to fucking Iran, places that have never been featured on American compilations before.
Damn.
You know, so shout out to Six for doing the graphic arts, because I love the cover of that project because it, you know, it had the American Soldier, you know what I'm saying, with our logo in the background, like on a wall, you know what I'm saying, like in a war-ridden country. And, but inside his belly was a three-headed monster, and the three-headed monster was the Queen of England, David Rockefeller, and Dick Cheney. And that was the driving force behind this soldier to come and enslave you and kill you and put you in a FEMA camp and inject you with whatever the fuck they want to inject you with. So it shows you the powers. The cover itself is so powerful. It shows you the structure of what's really going on out there. You know what I'm saying? But the beauty of the project was that it brought so many people together, but it didn't get recognized. You know what I'm saying? Yahoo is like the biggest place that recognized it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Soren Baker. He put us on a little video vlog with the director of urban promotions at Yahoo, Billy Johnson. And other than that, we didn't get no press because, you know, anytime you go against the machine, they're not going to want to fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? We're saying fuck the Illuminati. We weren't saying, you know, we weren't big up in the Illuminati and putting symbols all over our shit and, you know, wearing skinny jeans and, you know, pink hair and wearing a purse and all that fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? We was against that, and, you know, it didn't do what I wanted to do. But out of that project and the movement, it allowed me and all the other UGS members to come together and make music because, you know, I see you and Layback doing tracks together, you and CO, and I see Skinny Man producing tracks for different people, and it's a beautiful thing to be working with people from all over the world. And I just want to say rest in peace to our little brother Matthew, because he was like our biggest supporter. You know, he was from Australia, and he died on January 25th of this year, but this dude repped all of us. You know what I'm saying? UGS meant so much to him. I mean, he 24/7 was on the computer promoting all our videos, all our links, everything we put out there. And then, you know what I'm saying, it was a big hit for the whole movement to lose Matthew. But, you know, his parents are supporting us. You know what I'm saying? They love what we brought to their son. And that's something I'll never be able to be taken away from us. You know what I'm saying? Even though he's not here with us, you can't take that experience of having him here away. That shit will never go away.
You know? We'll talk, man, because that shit is deep in my heart. The way when you say he supported each 50 or 70 artists on the compilations. That's like it was his job. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And no one asked him to do it. No, you know, he just did it out of pure love for the movement. You know, and another thing I liked about too, you know, you're gonna have people in the movement that are gonna falter, you know, they come in it for the wrong reasons, thinking about just self indulgences or whatever the fuck it is, and man, he would call them out, like, man, fuck this dude or whatever, you know, and he was like the enforcer, that's what we call him, the enforcer, you know what I'm saying? So rest in peace to Matthew. You know what I'm saying? Dude, and Free Gangsta Crow, man, out of Brazil, Sao Paulo, Brazil. That motherfucker was also a huge, huge important part of the movement, man. He got our compilation on about 14 to 15 different websites down in Brazil and really pushed the compilation for us. And I believe his work, along with Matthew and everybody else pushing, it actually made the compilation a top seller on CD Baby. The reason it's not out no more is, you know, we had, I'm not even going to name dude's name, but we had some bad business issues with the a business partner we were putting it out with. So it's no longer available online, but if you want a hard copy of the CD, we got a hard copy at UGS4Life.com, you know, number 4, and then Life.com. You can pick up a hard copy. It's only got about 20 tracks on it. The original had 69, but, you know, we might do something again in the future. You know, but now we're just fucking with the radio shit.
Yeah, and with that being said, that's what I was finna talk about next. You know, we seeing these motherfuckers popping up, stealing your interviews and shit, trying to take credit for it and all this and that. Like, I mean, how many times has that happened recently, man? Like, tell me about that. What's going on with that?
Well, what happened was, you know, we started getting on, like, BET and AllHipHop.com, WorldStar, and all these different sites, and DJ Vlad. Some of them weren't giving us credit. Like at first, DJ Vlad, he wasn't giving us credit. he would just, like, let's say Hip Hop DX posted it, and they posted our name and gave us, they posted our link, he would put the source as Hip Hop DX. But no, the original source is the Murder Master Music Show, UGS Radio, or KFYB, not Hip Hop DX. So what we did is that's another good thing about UGS. We got force. We got a lot of members. So what we did is we bombarded this motherfucker and said, man, cite the source. And now dude puts our links and shit up there. And we got to add a few people like that. You know, like, can you imagine opening up your inbox? You're getting emails from fucking, so-and-so at .de and then so-and-so in whatever the fuck Iran is. And you're like, whoa, what the fuck is this shit?
From all over the country, all these motherfuckers.
The
wait a minute, what? He know that you're gonna see it. You're gonna notice it.
and so I gotta shout out all my brothers. MC Masato from Iran. I mean, that dude is in a place where literally rap music is like outlawed. He's about to go into the military. He's forced into that shit over there. You got to go to college, and then you got to go 2 years in the military before you can get a visa to leave the country. So he has to go in the military, and the tension between the United States and Iran, So if our government goes to war with them, our brother, could get hurt, So I want to shout out MC Masato, man. That's another big supporter of the movement, too.
Wow. Man, did you just hear what the brother said, though, man? They got to go do 2 years in the armed forces. Have to.
Gotcha.
Mandatory.
Like Vietnam, the draft, it's you got to do it. And it happened here, too, during many wars. And it could happen again right here, right now, with all the fuck shit that's going on. And drones and
shit
like that.
So what's going on for the future, man? What you got working in the future, man? What's going on?
Well, the future, we're going to keep doing the Murder Master Music Show, KFYB, Underground Classics with BG, and then Church Reality. Those are our four radio shows at UGSForLife.com. CO the Bad Black, my brother, he's got a project. He's got four or five projects he's working on. He's got a mixtape called Senor Felipe, which is crazy. He's got so many ideas, man. He's just constantly coming up with new ideas. Like, he was going to drop an album called Bow Your Heads, and then it turned into two albums and an EP, and then his alter ego, which is Dr. Kavar, produced by Skinny Man. He's dropping an EP called No Anesthesia. So shout out to him for that. Shit, what else we got going on? We're going to do a Murder Master Music Show mixtape. We'll have little excerpts of the show, and then, of course, we're going to have a different artist on there. Of course, we're having Bob Marley on that motherfucker, Money. Different people. We got another mixtape. We're doing Bad Black Presents The Expendables. That's going to have a whole bunch of different people on there. We're just going to keep it moving. UGSForLife.com, that's the central nervous system for everything. If you want services, we got all kinds of services, mixing and mastering, features. I mean, we got a producer's page with a bunch of producers on there. If you need productions, of course, we got Six, with the art. Six has got his own gritty style, he did the Once Again cover, which is a classic album, So Six, shout out to Six, man, can't forget him. He's a crazy motherfucker, though. Listen to KFYB on Saturdays. Some of the shit that dude says out of his mouth, I can't believe it.
Man.
Last night when I was doing the show on the...
Look at his
the,
fucking name, though. He has to be like that with a name like that.
God Killer Six, that's his name on Facebook. But I was doing the show with the Native American Genocide, which is... you can't get more serious than that. And this dude is in my inbox just saying some shit about some bitches or some shit, or and I'm trying my best. Oh, my God, this is serious. I can't even look at this inbox right now. So I'm going to start cracking up. I had to mute myself about four or five times. But check them out with Mag J. He's got a show called KFYB, which stands for Fuck You, Bitch. And it features our brother Mac J out of St. Louis, shout out to him, and ex-porn star Velvet Rose. They're on every Saturday, 7 p.m. on the West Coast. every Tuesday at 9 p.m. We got the BG. He's out of Germany. He's got his own mix show where he's a DJ, and he does a hell of a mix show called Underground Classics, going all the way back from the 90s to nowadays. You know, go to ugsforlife.com, send him some music. He'll spin it for you. And then the Church of Reality, we do that on Sundays. You know, it's fitting because, you know, it's church. But we don't do it every Sunday because now, a lot of people don't go to church every Sunday. They just go once in a while. So when a topic presents itself to me, like if there's something that I want to go after, or then we'll do a church show. But Murder Master Music Show, usually Thursdays. We've been known to do it Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So just keep checking ugsforlife.com. You know what I'm saying? And you want to get music to me, that's Prez, P-R-E-Z, at ugsforlife.com. And then the website, you know, again, that's our central nervous system. Our Twitter's on there, our Facebook. You know, everything's on there. So, you know, you can check us out. We got fucking, like I said, 86 shows archived. KFYB has about 45 shows archived. The Church has 25 shows. Underground Classics has about 10 shows archived. Then we have the FTI Underground podcast, too. That was an old podcast we did. That's got about 18 shows archived. So, I mean, you're talking well over 100 shows worth of music, news, reality, comedy, you know, all kinds of shit. You know, so just support the movement.
Like he said, man, log on to that motherfucker, UGS4Life. UGS4Life.com. And I guarantee you see my mixtape, about 50 other mixtapes on there. All kind of information, man, that you interviews with the biggest artists, man, that you probably forgot about. My brother got this going on so you can know what's been going on with a lot of artists that been slipped out of the cut, and, you know, they still out there on the underground surviving, like he mentioned, JT Money and all. I mean, just a lot of artists, man, that he interviewed or whatever, that's really informative. You take a look for yourself. But with that being said, man, I'm going to slap this bad block I got real quick since you brung him up. Tell me about this song up from the shot. Where that come from?
Man, that song right there, Skinny Man took the Michael Jackson, Dirty Diana, and just redid the beat for CO's upcoming mixtape. It's called From the Shy, and it's talking about, you know, Chicago. Last year was, the murder capital. It had more murders per capita than the whole country of Afghanistan. You know what I'm saying? And Afghanistan's a warring country. Chicago's just one city in America. We're not talking about Flint and Gary and New Orleans, all these other cities. We're just talking about Chicago. So for Chicago to have more murders than fucking Afghanistan, something has to be done. You know, I just want to say this, too, before you play the song. We did a show in the Church of Reality. My boy Trey Wood co-hosted with me. We brought in John Lofton, who was one of the leaders of the Vice Lords, and we had a Chicago ceasefire show. So we do some real fucking positive shit, too. We want these kids to put down the guns and stop fucking killing each other. It's senseless. And CO's speaking on this shit in a real gritty, grimy way. And, you know, it's a fucking, it's a slap in the face of reality. It's the best way to describe it, unfortunately.
Yeah, with that being said, I'm going to slap this, man. Just hold on. Stay with me, Prez. We're coming right back at you.
I got you, bro.
Better keep your heart up in your chest, 'cause ain't no love, and you can die quicker, my nigga pulling triggers that we ain't broke. I'm from the shop, gotta elevate. I'm from the city where niggas forever hate. Them shorties will kill you, pop a pill and celebrate. What a devil will show up at your door and ain't never late. Never.
Chirac.
I'm from the Chi-City.
Westside.
I'm from the Chi-City.
Like a DeLorean. Them niggas will put you to sleep and ain't talking snoring. Don't think I'ma run up on them shorties, I ain't going. Them niggas been killers from the day since they was born.
Turn up, look, baby's dying. Got mama's crying.
My
right hand to God a lot, nigga, I ain't lying. Be careful, Charlie, cause when they pop a molly, them niggas will leave you dead on Laramie
in front of the folly.
Niggas snitching.
I
hear him talking. The devil coming.
I
hear him walking. The feds watching.
I
see him stalking. I can't see the body, but I know it's niggas in them coffins.
Chirac. I'm from the Chi-City.
Yeah, you're tuning in to Real Talk with Emo, man, like you should be every Monday. And we with President Beta right now, man. Just give me y'all some game, man. UGSforlife.com, brother. That song was slapping, man. I appreciate you for stopping by today.
Man, I appreciate you for having me, Emo. And, you know, you're always welcome on the Murder Master Music Show. And, you know, man, you got – I just want to say this to the fans, to people listening – you know what I'm saying? If you need anything at all, man, Emo is the man. He's the one-stop shop for anything. You know, fuck with this brother. I see you grinding constantly, man. I salute you for that, man. Keep doing what you're doing, Emo.
Appreciate you, brother. Like I said, man, we're a family, bro. I'm just working hard so I can really contribute. I've been contributing as much as I can, but, we need that money behind our unit right now. We got everything else. Once one of us gets some of that money in our circle, it's over. So that's my mission.
Definitely. Definitely, man. Definitely.
All right, brother. Well, you have a good night, bro, and I appreciate you for calling. I will have you back on because I know you have something more interesting to talk about in the future, man. I just appreciate you coming because I wanted to interview you for a change. Yeah?
I appreciate you, my brother. UGS for life, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, you heard it. UGS for life, man. In case y'all didn't know, that's my family right there from all over the country. You know what I mean? I'm connected in some kinds of ways around here. All I need is that money, though. But now we're going to keep this shit popping. I'm going to slap my homegirl real quick and let y'all get a bar.
Hey, protect
I want the money, cars, and clothes, bros, maybe a few hoes. They say these are the things that determine being successful, I suppose. That's how it goes. Red carpet hopping out the road. Paparazzi playing tag everywhere I go. Oh, and don't forget more money, more problems with everybody you know expect. You to solve them because my eyes is Ray Charles and never cloudy, so blinding. Got my scope on the haters that wanna gag and bind me. Get your finger on the trigger for them snails so slimy. Don't forget I'm from the hood, me and my bitches real grimy. Success supposed to be true, bliss. Now I'm surrounded with the fakers giving me the Judas kiss. Real shit, my game heavy, too thick to be infiltrated. I'ma keep spitting STDs, you should have masturbated. I'm the dean of this here being graduated with a degree in success, so either the hate shit.
Hey,
I'm
the king. And loud.
Oh, nah, nah, nah.
Protect
from protect
from
hard on the line, got the haters time nine. That means I'm superb on my grind. My relation third time. Yeah, you pigeons better get your mouths up. Fly high, my nose stay up. 10 toes down, stay studio bound. Freak every track, Tupac, I get around. Second to none, toast your buns. I rule the world, what up, son? I DMC after you run. This success life is trill, so real. It can kill the weakest link. Success is favorite meal. See, I'm inhaling the smoke and Windex and mirrors. Crystal ball couldn't get more clearer. Thought my foes were distant, but sadly, they nearer. Yelling all my failures, not all my success, no cheer. Why should I apologize for climbing that high rise? Eating Georgia, we were proud of more wrong. All right.
Love's production available in today's market. Upgrade your sound today and start using hits.
Look, my lover brings, he brings to me. I love him.
Yeah, the way the kick touched the snare. The way the beat drop when I'm saying something rare. Lyrics hug the track like a bear. The crowd bears witness to the fitness to the hair. Park, say my name 2 times and I appear like Michael. I'll be there in the rear through your view up in the mirror. I'm coming through crystal clear. Digital killing the instrumental. Still the show, smooth criminal. And they love it if you didn't know how I give the visuals. Dig it, yo. These niggas rhyming pitiful. It wasn't accidental that a cat from Sacramento had the skills to pay the bills and still stack residuals. It was written, call it Pulitzer. Shogun, posted arms, folded up, respect the kid. Niggas know what's up. Beyond spitting, this is vomited. I'm throwing up when I'm showing up on the set. We blowing up.
My lover brings, he brings to me. I love him.
In the cypher with a lighter, baggy clothes and Timberlands, intimidating, ripping and screaming, no, it's him again. This is at a time of rhyming. If he wasn't killing it, a rhyming off the skillet, then your words were not significant. Had a couple victims after spitting, took a pilgrimage. They're nowhere to be found on an island somewhere, Gilligan. Trembling, the fear factor got him acting feminine. That ain't from the head, foolish, you just used a pen again. Wish I could get rid of them or find a proper synonym to give a brief description of how Gavin some y'all niggas be. How you get a record deal? Why you in the music biz? Used to call them pixies, now it's back to call us coons again. Intelligent hooligan, irrelevant music is ruining the movement on the mind state of our youth, my friend. And you can try to fight the power like Chuck D, but your flavor up in the game, shit is ugly.
He brings to me, I love him.
Yeah. You already know what it is. You tune in to Real Talk with Emo. You know what I mean? I'm always slapping my peoples, you know what I mean? So before that, that was Mo Better. The last song you just heard was my Retroactive peoples, C. Keys and Peter Parker. That's their group album coming out, you know what I mean? So, you know, most everybody that come through here and the music I play is my peoples. You know, I know so many people, I'm like, man, I need to have a little radio show. I do whatever I can to help my people get it out there, you know what I mean? And, man, shout out to Cali Yo, man. He had a show, I think that was Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. It could have been Friday. Yeah, it was Friday or Saturday, one of them days, man. And it was off the meat rack. And see, he had kind of like a different format going on. He showcased producers. You know, they kind of like played a minute of the producer's beat and kind of introduced the producer. The producer stood up there while they played his beat to kind of, you know, and it was something new, you know what I mean? And then each artist ripped their thing, man. You know, it was packed, man. Shout out to Mr. Black, man, my homie. You know what I mean? That's like my brother from another brother. We got another mother. We got a little group album coming out and shit, so y'all pay attention for that Mo Black. But everybody was in the house, man. It was, man, the Gatlin, shit, Chocolate Tie. I seen DJ Epic in there. Scourge did his thing. Birdie L's. People was asking me about him all night. Like, who is that? Who is that? I'm like, he do videos too. Somebody, I know he's dope. I can't remember. But, yeah, that was Birdie L's did his thing. New Millennium Productions was up in there, you know, interviewing people in the back. I got a couple little interviews in there. John Wayne was in the building. Cherry Red. Shout out to my old girl, Cherry Red. Brown Sugar birthday was over this weekend, so she was chilling on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Sugar Shack getting lit. You know what I mean? Shout out to Young Zo. You know what I mean? He ripped the stage like he was supposed to. So, man, like I said, I had to give a shout out to Cali Yo, though, because he the one that put that together. And what was so beautiful to me is that, you know, about three, four years ago, we was throwing shows at Silk 1, Silk 2, all that out here. It was a big hoopla. So to see that years from now, when you walk in there, you see all these artists. I ain't been out in a while because I've been working and doing all kind of shit and going to school and doing whatever. So I ain't been able to get out. When I finally went out, I can't get through the building without shaking so many people's hands. You know, so many people know me and saying what's up and respecting my work and coming up to me and telling me, man, I love your work. I like what you're doing. I love when people do that, man. When you ain't, you know, uptight enough to go up to somebody and tell them, man, I love your work or whatnot. But, you know, besides that, it was just so many artists in there with their own custom T-shirts on and, you know, selling their CDs back, you know, 4 years ago. Didn't nobody have CDs to give out after they performed? They wasn't, you know, had their little own personal branding on their shirt or whatever. So, you know, it was a table full of merchandise and all that. So it was good to see the city is at that point now. Because when I go to other cities and how they perform or whatever, that's how they be getting. And everybody be talking about SAC need to do this and do that. We're going to do it. We're a little bit behind the curve, y'all, but SAC is getting there, believe me. From the artists that I hang with at the Sugar Shack, each three nights has been a different section of artists, a different ambiance of things. You know, like last Sunday, yesterday, we had a freestyle cypher, a DJ, and all kind of stuff. And it was different from the weekend before that, and the weekend before that is different. So each weekend we're trying to invite different people to come through and vibe. We don't want everybody coming through at one time so we don't have a crowded place. But eventually, you know, it's going to get to that point. But this weekend, to me, you know, I got four CDs, Be Smooth, Scourge, YG, the Gatlin CD, and Penny CD. So everybody... CD that I got, man, it sounded immaculate. I'm like, damn, man, this is my city. We got this kind of talent right here, you know what I mean? So I'm going to slap some of their shit on the next show. I'm going to have to holler at them brothers, Be Smooth and Penny and all in for interviews because I'm riding around listening to their records and I really like what the city is doing right now, you know what I mean? So, man, shout out to Sacramento, man, this weekend, you know. We came out and did our motherfucking thing. So, you know, shout out to everybody that called me in today, man. The homie Caveman, Wally, he did his thing and let me know some information about him that I didn't know, his struggle. So, you know, now I'm a little bit closer to his struggle, you know what I mean? His song was lovely. I'm going to keep that in rotation. Shout out to my brother, President Vader, man, for stopping by and giving y'all some game. That's a veteran. Log on to UGS4Life.com, you know what I mean? And check out President Vader, my homie, Godkiller 6, everybody that's on that website. We got so many people and everything, man, over there. I just know they all my brothers. You know what I mean? Check out CO the Bad, the Mad Black. That's that. He's a magnificent artist from Chicago, an underground artist. He like I like underground artists more than the mainstream people. So you know, before I really play some mainstream music or whatever, it's gonna be some underground. You know what I mean? When I do my videos, I'm trying to expose underground people. When I do CD covers, I'm trying to help the underground that needs to look right. You know what I mean? So it's never trying to be like the big people or do whatever. You know, I'd be just trying to do my thing and help the have-nots come up. Because when we got that certain look, that certain sound, that certain thing, people will give us the time of the day. So, you know, shout out to everybody, man, that called in today. The lines was lit up. I'm pretty sure everybody was logging on to the website and all the shit, man. So I'm going to keep some music rolling real quick, you know, play a couple more songs that was sent to me today and keep it popping. Man, you tune in to Real Talk with Emo. If you've been here for the whole hour and a half, you see it's been real talk, man. I appreciate y'all for calling in today. Hang out with me, man. Let's listen to some music. You know what it is. Every Monday, 10 p.m., West Coast time. Tell about it.
Say la vie, sayonara and ciao. Goodbye for now, adios till the next audio we put out. Please don't get emotional, we promise to return promptly. But for now, say la vie, sayonara and ciao. Goodbye for now, adios till the next audio we put out. Please don't get emotional,
I know, like, we don't really
return promptly. But for now, say la vie.
Did you call me? I think you did. I really don't know what to make of this. I feel like I've known you my whole life, but my hands just won't start taking. Listen, you got to know me, maybe more than I was hoping. Now the crowd is winding down, uncertain, the curtain's closing. This has not been there before, mixed with a mess of metaphors. No talks about what we can't afford, like, let's see. No platinum chains, no slinging canes. So I do like to spend my days on a bucket and driving range. It's real life, and I think you've realized that's what make it so you can relate it to your thrill ride. Don't tell us that you're missing, just bump this where you live till we get back. Yes, that next batch is cooking in the kitchen. Fresh, so yes, recipes, best to get the blessed to be. No days off, we grinding like a coffee bean. Just to bring you with a constant offering.
Say la vie, sayonara and ciao. Goodbye for now, adios till the next audio we put out. Please don't get emotional, we promise to return promptly. But for now, say la vie, sayonara and ciao. Goodbye for now, adios till the next audio we put out. Please don't get emotional, we promise to return promptly. But for now, say la vie.
In my notebook I sketch, woke up in the morning with the need to express things on my mind, yes, I cannot be silent, I cannot not apply it, it's like a game, they all chasing that cash truck, trying to get them antlers so they could mine up on that fast buck, too much at risk not to flow, others got to go while we got to glow, it's like in this rap shit, yeah, contents may vary, so please don't look at them and look at us for similarities, the timeless fashion, we rhyming, sounds we blasting, underground homie showed the world the empty casket, hip hop is well alive, from the moment we arrived, brought it back with the heartbeat, now you can open up your eyes, it's real, no cataracts, no blurry vision, it's ill, couldn't stop the rain, broken like, what the fuck is happening, so we thank you for tuning in, supporting the movement, real shit, real music in, run them out, we moving in, it's like the credits rolling, and I'm glad I saved you a seat. But for now, say la vie, say la vie.
Sayonara and ciao, goodbye for now. Adios till the next audio we put out. Please don't get emotional, we promise to return promptly. But for now, say la vie. Sayonara and ciao, goodbye for now. Adios till the next audio we put out. Please don't get emotional, we promise to return promptly. But for now, say la vie, say la vie.
How would I like to be remembered? Probably the same way that I entered. Naked as in prophylactic, lacking nothing sacred. I reiterate what has been happening. Try not to date it for the latecomers that may be slacking. And the seeds on my last words, I ask to be heard with critical ears. Every hater observed. Haven't changed an iota, and I owe ya. So a dynasty would only be the beginning, like I'm Hover. Mission to destroy the average Joe. I am Cobra. I would encourage you not to be scared, but I'm the phobia. Pockets on swole now, but only getting bonier. So if you number one, the top only gets lonelier. Yes, And I hate that it's over, but thank you for your attention. Watch the star supernova. Weighted the world over one shoulder like a cobra. Final line just to provide closure. Nice moment, you holler.
We keeping it rocking all the time, every Monday. You know what I mean? Next, I got the next two Mondays already mapped out, so we're going to have some special guests. Y'all want to make sure you tune in every Monday. It's going to get bigger and better. I ain't even reached out to all my big rocks yet. You know what I mean? I'm just pulling them out slowly and slowly. You know, I'm going to pull a little rock out and a big rock out each little time. You know what I mean? So, you know, I appreciate y'all for calling me today and hanging out with me today, logging on to the site today. You know, if you want to stick around and listen to a little music or whatever, it's all good. You know, and I mean, you know, shout out to everybody, man, that spent some money with me, man, that get a cover done, that get a music video. Over the last couple weeks, man, there's been a lot of people putting some money in my pocket. Shout out to all y'all. I can't name everybody's names. I don't want to forget nobody, whatever. But whoever you is, if you're out there listening, you know you spent some money with me today, yesterday, this whole little week. And it's all good. I appreciate you, man. You keep me going. So, you know, I'm going to keep this music going. Shout out to everybody that called in today. I love y'all, man. Even if you don't love yourself, if you don't love me, I still love you. What she say, Suge? What she say? If I got, we got. If not, we plot. That's the new slogan, man. If I got, we got. If not, we plot. You know what I mean? So keep it locked, man. You know how we do it every Monday, 10 p.m. You tune in to Real Talk with Emo. Tell a friend, this is how it go down. You know how it is.
Yo, yo. Yeah, man, we hustling with precision. Yeah, man, on a cash mission.
5-3-0.
5-3-0 factors, bro.
Damn, for sure.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. It's going down with you, Rob B. Smack Mike, bro.
Rob B, you know.
Ha-ha, I see you, boy.
Yeah, Sparky. It's good, bro. It's good, bro. Fan first. Fan first.
Stepping out the front door today, I'm on another mission. Money's right now and day, so I ain't tripping. Hustle with precision till I got my cake right. Sounds by the back gate, it's gonna be a long night. Dressed in all white, we probably finna hit the show. Back mic and little short, knocking all these silly hoes. See me bending ropes, running for the bigger dough. You know, then you feel me, though I'm out here pushing bigger loads. Play it smart, move fast, yeah, I know we listen. Game to be tough, keep tight, never slipping. Stand first, yeah, we rocking and it's never ending. Heck is gonna get it, yeah, we winning with precision. Crooked politicians trying to take over the world. Had friends on drugs, wish I could've seen that girl. In this world, we gotta do what's right. In order to get right, I gotta pry on the flight. Hustling with precision, I'm on the cake mission. It is the fact is we barely see the tank glisten. Ain't never listening, missing me with the fake life. Hustling with precision, with vision to get the cake right. Hustling with precision, I'm on the cake mission. It is the fact is we barely see the tank glisten. Ain't never listening, missing me with the fake life. Hustling with precision, with vision to get the cake right. Hustling with precision, cause I ain't with division. On a mission to keep them flipping, no intermission. This condition of system living is so forbidden. To all the people who needed help but never get it, I submitted the kind of living to get committed. In the village, they kill and pillage for oil drilling. Making millions of faking feelings about these lives. Hustle with precision, you get it or else they take lives. They'll never change size, 50 cal in the plain sight. Shooting with precision, incision sharper than steak knives. I rock with factors, record store trying to make mine. Bubbling legitimate, infinite, get the cake right. You hear the baseline, family never waste time. Never not a second, I'm heating them up like bass pipes. Sack money, stay high, rolling up, sipping grape Sprite. Hustle with precision, intention to get the cake tight. Hustling with precision, I'm on the cake mission. It is the fact is we barely see the tank glisten. Ain't never listening, missing me with the fake life. Hustling with precision, with vision to get the cake right. Hustling with precision, I'm on the cake mission. It is the fact is we barely see the tank glisten. Ain't never listening, missing me with that fake life. Hustling with precision, with vision to get the cake right. Hustling with precision, you see we steady dripping. Heavy hitting, they never slipping, we steady sipping. Premonitions of requisitions through separate visions. Open up the prism and shine the light up on this condition. It's a mission of opposition, we rocking different. Hustling precision, obliteration of competition. Mom's still living and clocking digits and stopping it. And got a lot of venom and fake my mother, I'm not in prison.
I'm chilling, think about back in the day. I was leading for my brothers, I was lost in my way. Fist fights, bloody knuckles, I was needing to chase. Started hustling for the thrill and now I'm paving the way. Made decisions with precision, started spitting my game.
27 years been affected by pain. Substance in my veins, it be numb in my brain. I'ma do it for my little one, I'm cleaning the slate. It ain't up for debate, hot one of the face. Anybody ever heard her, I were glad to catch a case. I ain't really trying to murder, I just wanna win a race. When you really start to get it, people coming to face. It's a shame, but I guess it's a game. Factors up in it, we ain't never gonna change. It's credibility, man, my ability flame. Heating up the mic, heavy D's my name.
Hustling with precision, I'm on a cake mission. It is the fact is we family see the bank glisten. Ain't never listening, missing me with the fake life. Hustling with precision, with visions to get the cake right. Hustling with precision, I'm on a cake mission. It is the fact is we family see the bank glisten. Ain't never listening, missing me with the fake life. Hustling with precision, with visions to get the cake right.
I'm writing paper now, but I ain't even trying to stunt. I've been going crazy, sipping syrup day and night for a month. Work 4 and a 20 ounce while I'm lighting the blunt. Sometimes I stop to think about if it's the life that I want. Weighing green on the scale, shipping packs with lean in the mail. And people need me to fail cause they don't never seem to prevail. 20 years old, I see at least a couple thousand a week. Pitching packages out of state, I'm moving mountains of trees. Pushing with muscle on a mission where we out in these streets. Just know I hustle with precision when I'm counting the sheets. People tell me they like the bitch, to me it's more of a treasure. Buy out the store, designer clothes up in the drawers of my dresser. You the one that tricked the money on the hoarder or presser. She know you losing, she ain't choosing cause my Jordans are fresher. But you rocking no matter if my pockets are fatter. You at the bottom looking up, we at the top of the ladder. We factors.
Hustling with precision, I'm on a cake mission. It is the factors, we family see the bank glisten. Ain't never listening, missing me with the fake life. Hustling with precision, with visions to get the cake right. Hustling with precision, I'm on the cake mission. It is the factors, we family see the bank glisten. Ain't never listening, missing me with the fake life. Hustling with precision, with visions to get the cake right.
Juicy lips, Louis hanging off her hips. She jumped out the whip, the Lexus with the tents. Wear sweatpants, but still so thick, and the hair in the ponytail. Still bad as shit. I swear she model, but she really went to college. Shaped like a Coke bottle, baby girl so modest. She always amazed me, leave me astonished. So game tight, can't play it with a pinus. I'm sitting back thinking she thick as Puerto Ricans. Hotter than the summer season, keep it real, no teasing. Wanna taste, I wanna touch, I wanna grip, I wanna clutch, I wanna kiss, I wanna love. Show you what it's like to love. We could take a little walk in the park at dark. Write poetry, how you inspire my art. We could get drunk and just chill at a bar. Fall asleep on the beach, just staring at the stars. Maybe do some things you ain't done by far. Maybe bump and grind like we with bumper cars. Hope you like it rough, cause I'm a hood star. I'ma make you fall in love, girl, soon as you drop your guard. I desire her kiss. Wanna taste her lips. Wanna grip her hips in many positions. Hopefully, it's just fresh spot you wish. Why you playing, baby girl? I'm the one you miss. I desire her kiss. Wanna taste her lips. Wanna grip her hips in many positions. Hopefully, scratch it, spot you itch. Why you playing, baby girl? I'm the one you miss. Always independent, true trendsetter. She always stand out, promise she won't forget it. The type that never glow, even when she knows she better. The girl that always spoke so respectful with manners. I desire and admire how you take me higher. First class treatment, yeah, I frequent flyer. Baby girl, you a queen, we should call you sire. How you dress so sexy, but I love your attire. Wishing you drop your guard while you a shooting star. Materialistic as you are, forget the shoes and the cars. Your panties and your bra, turn your phone off. Fantasy strawberries, yeah, food for thought. As I give you direction like we lost. Hickeys on your neck cause you taken by your boss. But they closest to your chest looking like BB marks. You know what you're missing every time we apart. I desire her kiss. Wanna taste her lips. Wanna grip her hips in any position. Hopefully, just scratch it, spot you in. Why you playing, baby girl? I'm the one you miss. I desire her kiss. Wanna taste her lips. Wanna grip her hips in any position. Hopefully, just scratch it, spot you in. Why you playing, baby girl? I'm the one you miss.
What it do? The Bob Marley of rap in this bitch. Smoke with me one time. Let's get
higher than a mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership.
Yeah, we on locked up for so long you can't think.
Heard a lot of shit go wrong,
so don't blame.
Yeah.
My nigga's locked in jail, not knowing that it's hard as hell out on these streets too. So I do what I do, making these tracks move, keeping it smooth. I'm killing fools with Pro Tools, making the slump sound like a body in the trunk. With raspy on the beat, you know it's been a bump. Now they got me hitting the stage, but it's a brand new year, so I'm flipping the page. You goddamn right, I'm on some other shit. Smoke all night until I'm high in the mother shit. And you can keep that XO, all I wanna do is just smoke on nitro.
Higher than your mother shit.
Let's get higher than your mother shit.
Let's get higher than your mother shit.
Let's get.
Let's get higher than a mother.
Let's get higher
than a mother.
Let's get
higher than a mother. Yeah, we on some other shit.
Mind on empty. Now it's simply time to get off of something that have you higher than the ceiling. I'm feeling so great, the grapes that got me on my back. Break down the swisher and roll this sack. And in fact, I'm loaded, my eyes don't focus. Break alone, be the smell, and yes, I'm potent. I'm high as a mothership, now I'm on some other shit. Joe Obama, well right, taking over the government. Puff, puff, passer, man, don't harass her. The shit that I blow, I have you feeling like you work for NASA. I'm probably monkey barring on stars. Slumber party on Mars, you can tell who I are. It's the slickest guy, and yes, it's I. J-O-E-Z to the Y, and young trippin' I fly. Look, you ain't gotta tell me twice. Wildberry grape flavor got me high as a kite. I'm
higher than your mother.
Let's get
higher than your mother.
Let's get
higher than your mother.
Let's get.
Yeah, we on some mother.
Let's get
higher than your mother.
Let's get
higher than your mother.
Let's get
higher than your mother. Yeah, we on some mother shit.
Well, you just rocked it. Now let's head outside, dust the scavengers, smokers, and leave them with their mouth wide. Can I hit it? Hell no, you didn't put it on this. So now I'm in line to enter on the mothership. Probably not accident, just left planet Earth with a whole trip of her. Thinking that we gon' go to work and make more plans to get based out. And a rep Sacramento, A.E. go wild.
We stay high as a bird, smoking on some herb with my nigga Josie Wells in the club on purr. Hit the parking lot, catch me sipping on some Hennessy. Pour a little out for my nigga in a penitentiary. And when I touch down, blow a nigga face off. Never hear me cough, I smoke until I blast off. Yeah, we neighborhood rap stars. We go to work and spit pay styles and make sure we stay
higher than a mother.
Let's get
higher than a mother.
Let's get
higher than a mother.
Let's get.
Yeah, we on some mother.
Let's get
higher than a mother.
Let's get
higher than a mother.
Let's get
higher than a mother.
Yeah, we on some mother shit.
Hey, man. Hey.
Yeah, Joe.
These niggas ain't out here doing it how we doing it, man. Out here on motherships and shit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man, I feel you, man.
Y'all niggas know I got that heat, and when I spit for keeps. I'm coming out, I'm about to clown, and watch y'all niggas smile to frown. You didn't know me, now you do. It's Trost on the mic, better recognize flow. I don't give a damn, cause it ain't about you. If you wanna reach me, better get your steps to.
I told you once before, I'ma tell you once again. It's okay if you don't like me, you don't have to be my friend. It's a pain and it's a struggle that I go through every day. Makes me so cool up on few suckers, you not about to ruin my day. Really wanna play, man, all I gotta say, gotta get this money, I got bills to pay. And you wanna sit there and act all dumb like you don't know, man, better get in my way. I can't help the way I shine on, and I'm not about to listen to you whine on. Every track your fans decline on. Time to get my red wine on. Now hold up, you ain't me. We can never intertwine, it's too much debris. We can never intermingle, I have to agree. Cause I want it so bad and you blocking me. Gotta step it up, move it up a notch. Best of the best of the best on top. When you hear something so raw, you just admit that this is true. Going, keep going. People try to pull you back, get your riches, yeah, they rob you. Keep going, keep going. People try to
custody. And you're mad cause you lost control of me. Now it's the other way at full speed. Shooting on my way, blocking all your shots. Best to the best to the best on top. When you hear something so raw, you just admit that this is keep going, keep going. People try to pull you back, get your riches, yeah, they rob you. Keep going, keep going. I'm trying to build on my success. Get your hand up off my wallet. Keep going, keep going. I'm gonna make it to the top, yeah, you gon' see me shining. Don't be nobody's fool, man, don't let them try to stop you. Don't be nobody's fool, man, don't let them try to stop you.
They was wrong when they said ain't nothing new under the sun, cause everything under the sun has not been done.
What they shouldn't miss,
don't miss your car. The biggest chance you can take is not taking the chance at all. Like who you wanna like, love who you wanna love, kiss who you wanna kiss, hug who you wanna hug. Latin, white, black, fat, tall, small, opposite of track, whatever it's on, y'all. I came in the game with a hope and a wish, with no bait on my hook, trying to catch a fish, trying to have meals, four courses. Got hella ideas but no resources. Don't let them knock your motivation, keep trying. You're probably just ahead of your time. Like me, they told me I never progress and become what I am today, them niggas dead wrong.
You gotta be original, just be you, just be you. Got a chance to show the world you, just show the world you. You gotta be original.
When you can be you, mine.
Be you.
you, man.
Be you.
When you can be you, man.
Be you.
Be you.
Be you.
Be you. Be you.
Be you.
Be you. Be you.
Be you.
Be you. Be you.
What's up?
Drop some dope on these fools.
every morning when I wake up. Money on my mind, cold times just get kicked up. Sunshine coming through my blinds, I'm living, but really though, it's never enough. 10 billion, that's a must. Living in California, everybody want a business for. They come from. From all around the world for the. These niggas are kill for that. Put it in your grill for that. Still everybody got a bill for that. Me, I make bills off that. How the fuck y'all can't see I ride when I drive? Down the block and you look outside. H-A-T-E in your eyes. I enter big money for the enterprise. It's a beautiful day, I guess. For a bitch to roll with Andre, I guess. Roll it up, baby, come on, let's set trust and roll it up for me when I'm stressed.
You might catch me in Atlanta. Said he wanna fly out to get him some 3 W's, only for a 3 day run. Bitch, take the motherfucking pennies off. You ain't no none shit. I be living in the sky every time I ride by them hoes. Ribbon in the sky on the radio, cause TV no eye control. Let it breathe, I control. California living till I am old. We want to be on to peak on the chart, so the peons can be gone and pee on their hearts. She ain't the coupe, she ain't the neon, cause she on the BS before we can start. Fuck with a nigga, ride with a nigga. Priority, order me, Hennessy, and for my niggas, OG killer, call it Jason, boy, he on his shop, boy, he sure be having the marks, Jose Mark, pretty bitches and tie your marks, let him inhale the pipe, big zars, let him reveal how much it costs for this life, controlling my pipe, no way, hell no, if I'm wrong, then I wanna be right, we want to be on to peak on the chart, so the peons can be gone and pee on their hearts, women, we weather, it's not my fault, that it's 82 degrees and my top feel off, you might catch me in Atlanta.
Killing them, shit, right around a billion. We own it, that mean we living for the moment. That means you're fucked to the moment. Time and I got time and I know that I'm in a position of controlling. Anything, I'll buy that ocean. I'm a boss, I'll buy that ocean. Ain't nobody fucking with this.
They want that shit, they all 15. I give it to them, but in between. My time, I gotta tie shoe strings. Life's a trip when you want these things. I often sick, and then I lean toward 3 W's of life. You know blowjob, need an application and eating. Appetite and get my type. I like them brown, just like my drink. The fuck you think? I don't fuck with no hand me down. See if you fuck, then accept of me. You know how much I'ma make it work. You know her trust, living in her purse. When you discuss your love for lust, just make sure you visit here first, Cali.
You might catch me in Atlanta.